Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 weekly wrap-up from New York Life Investment Management. I'm Andrew DeVino, a credit analyst with Mackay Municipal Managers, coming to you from our trading desk in Princeton. In the first quarter of 2026, municipal bond new issuance remained solid despite a more challenging backdrop by the end of the quarter. Total volume came in around $130 billion, up about 7% year-over-year, with new money financing of roughly $97.5 billion and refundings of about $32 billion, showing that capital spending needs continued to drive supply. The market was supported early in the quarter by strong technicals, which helped issuers bring a steady calendar to market. March then became a real test, and the primary market held up better than many would have expected. Gross supply reached about $50 billion for the month, roughly 17% above a year earlier, despite higher treasury yields, wider ratios, and several examples of deals being postponed or downsized. Looking ahead, April supply is expected to remain elevated at roughly $45 billion, suggesting the primary market is still functioning well. The broader expectation still points to another strong year for municipal issuance, rather than a meaningful drop-off, with many street forecasts for 2026 still around $600 billion. That concludes this episode of the Muni 360 Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast with New York Life Investment Management. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving a review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thanks for listening.
Municipal bonds carry certain risks that investors should be aware of before investing. These risks include issuer repayment risk, the ability of the issuer to repay the bond obligation, information gap, the relative lack of information about certain issuers, tax and legislative changes, the possibility of future tax and legislative changes affecting the market and value of municipal securities, credit risk, the risk that the bond issuer may fail to pay interest and principal in a timely manner, interest rate risk, bonds can lose principal value when interest rates rise. Additionally, investing in below investment grade securities may carry a greater risk of non-payment of interest or principal than higher rated securities. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and all investments are subject to market risk and fluctuations. Opinions expressed herein are those of the Mackay Municipal Managers team of Mackay Shields LLC and are subject to change without notice. This material is for informational purpose only and should not be considered investment advice. Forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are made. The strategies discussed are illustrative and educational, not recommendations to buy or sell securities. Consult your own professionals for tax, legal, or accounting advice. New York Life Investment Management is a service mark of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company.